Good morning, a Thursday morning, and we are with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com. Good Thursday morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day, and the country will celebrate the service of its veterans, not only ones serving currently, but those who are still with us and being honored, and those who have passed. And we have a really interesting Veterans Day story that has to do with the 101st Airborne in World War II coming out of your area.
Yes, David. And in fact, as you know, of course, most World War II veterans have now passed away. So, you know, it's unusual that a current story involving a World War II veteran surfaces, and that's just what happened here. In October, well, first, there was a fairly well-known local veteran, Bill Hughes from Oneonta, and in the Second World War, he had served on the 101st Airborne, and he had parachuted into Normandy the night before the invasion, and the idea was to set up troops to prevent reinforcements from getting to the beach. In any event, you may remember the movie The Longest Day, and how these fellows who parachuted in had clickers, and the idea was you'd click once. If you heard a noise, you'd click once, and if you heard two clicks back, well, then you would approach the noise, but if you didn't hear a click back, then you would shoot. In any event, Bill Hughes was in one of these teams that landed, and the next morning they were lost. Apparently the fog was fairly heavy, and they wandered into a farmhouse, and the French farm family was, of course, delighted to see them, and over the years, apparently, this has become part of the family lore. So in any event, Bill Hughes' daughter gets a letter out of the blue in mid-October from Normandy, France, and it's from a fellow named Terry Foray, who is the son or grandson of that particular family that met Bill Hughes, and they had taken pictures of the soldiers, and they sent daughter Rennie a picture of her father on that day in Normandy. So it was really a wonderful accompanying letter thanking her and U.S. troops for making France free again. Well, then, wouldn't you know, a week later, Bill Hughes' wife, Peggy, again out of the blue, gets a letter from the Pentagon reporting that Bill had actually, in fact, he would later lose his leg in fighting through the Netherlands, but that he had actually earned a Bronze Star. But because of paperwork, the Pentagon had never alerted the Bill or the family that he actually had received the award for valor. So this was kind of considerable interest to the family, which, of course, thinks fondly of, the father of the group. And Rennie's brother, Joe, who's the athletic director at Oneonta High School, had retired as a history teacher and had been trying to figure out his father's service because, like many veterans, he didn't like to talk about what had happened. And so there was kind of a conjunction of a number of news happenings that made for a pretty interesting story.
Jim Kevlin is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com, where you can go to find this story and others. What a great story as we're set to honor our veterans tomorrow. Jim, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, David.